How is the structure of kidney regurgitating an endoscopy report on Lillian Grimes, date birth 5/4/1954, date of procedure 20/20/24, physician structure of kidney regurgitating, referring physician instructor Gorison Guerrier. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is fecal incontinence, comma flatulence, comma change in bowel habits. Abdominal pain. Comma colorectal cancer screening. Description procedure, informed consent of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, which is a malignancy, well explained to the patient, made the patient brought to anesthesia, so we place in left lateral position today for anesthesia service. Monitor anesthesia, get ready to digital rectal exam, is wrong, period, a well lubricated on this. Video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complement of pulse, period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, isoenochrome, hepatic filtration, and skull and stomach pressure, isoenochrome, and skull and the rectum, period. Which reflects to use obtained of the rectum, period. Possible bowel prep score was created as a 7, 2-3-2, good purple roll. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The terminal ileum, last part 7 meters, period, and oral film next time. There was a diminutive hepatic flexure, so that's all problem with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximate 8 millimeter splenic flexure, so cell polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 descending colon polyps, approximately 10 millimeters each in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. These were sessile. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, right and left random colon biopsies were obtained to rule out microscopic colitis. Given the change in bowel habits, next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend increasing fiber and water intake as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Recommend anorectal monitor further evaluation of fecal incontinence. Next line. Follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.